Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is Bobby Connor, author of the new books Unplugged Play, which feature screen-free ideas for creative fun for toddlers, preschoolers, and school-age children.
So you have written these books called Unplugged Play, which features all kinds of screen-free ideas for toddlers and preschoolers. Tell us what you have in store for parents and caregivers who pick these books up.
So three books, as you mentioned, toddler, preschool, and grade school, each a separate book. And they're idea books. They're filled with a couple hundred ideas of games and activities that will get kids off of the screens and computers and electronic devices and playing sort of creative, active sorts of games.
They look super fun. So I think for those of us who maybe grew up before there were screens everywhere, and actually I raised my kids before there were too many screens everywhere, we may have been used to just coming up with these ideas. But now people kind of need...
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah, we need a little help these days trying to remember some of these things. So I remember my mom saying, you know, if you don't tell me you're bored, because if you tell your mom you're bored, what's she going to do? She's going to give you a chore.
Chores.
So these are not
that's
chores.
Right, yeah.
Could you give us some examples? Like for toddlers, you know, these aren't just fun games for 1 to 2 year olds. What are some of the things that are in that book?
So these are all age-appropriate with simple ingredients, you know, simple props and toys that you have on hand. And you have to sort of think like a toddler. A toddler loves to make things happen, see what they can do. They love physical play. But you take a laundry basket, just for example, plastic laundry basket, prop it up against the end of the hallway or in the kitchen up against the wall, somewhere where there's a clear space. And then you either have the little tiny wiffle ball, plastic golf balls, or you have a little small toddler safe ball. And they do rolling games. You know, you put a line across the floor and they're going to roll the ball or they're going to bounce the ball as hard as they can to see if they can get it in to score a goal in kitchen soccer. Beanbag basket toss, those will hold kids' attention if you have some toddler safe beanbags on hand. And even just a cardboard box, you can come up with lots of cute little games. And because they're toddlers, when you're dealing with beanbags and balls, half of the fun, if you have a little basket with a handle on it, half of the fun is they like to go retrieve the balls and put them in the basket. So you need to think like a toddler and come up with easy ideas that are in this book to kind of get them used to a few minutes of solo play. Parents really need that, you know, a little bit of break where the child is entertaining themselves.
Definitely. And it sounds like we're using household materials for these games. This is stuff people just have around the house.
Absolutely. That was a big challenge for me. I set that up from the beginning in writing this book. I really wanted this to appeal to everybody. I didn't want parents to have to spend a lot of money. Just do things with what you have on hand or some real basic, you know, toys or basic art supplies that you would probably already have on hand.
And I noticed there's some little tips in here. You know, just as I was thumbing through the book for preschoolers, I noticed this section, when your preschooler is shy. So there's some little tips in here for parents as they're engaging with their kids, and that's like a wonderful little help. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Part of the idea, over the years, I've collected tips from parents on how to get their shy child, you know, to engage with another kid, just for example. And, you know, parents have given tips or things that I've observed. A couple ideas are for a little bit of role play between parents and kids, you know, before they're going to be playing with another kid their age, and just do a little back and forth so that they get comfortable.
You know, I think the other important thing about your books is it's getting parents to play, just parents to play. So I think there's benefit for parents here as well.
Absolutely. You know, the one thing that I feel really positive about with these books coming out during the pandemic is that part of what's behind these Unplugged Play books is the idea of having fun, whether it's for kids, number one, obviously, but even those moments when the parents can squeeze out a little bit of 10 minutes of time to go out in the backyard and play a game, a funny, silly game with their kids, and forget about the worries of the world for those 10 minutes or those 20 minutes. that's given us some joy in our daily life. I really feel like with all the serious issues going on and the worries parents have, having a little bit of joy in their life, a little bit of playtime in their life every single day is a huge blessing.
Definitely. I know I'm a mom of five. My kids are all grown now. My youngest is just about to be 18. And when I contemplate and think back to that season of life when my kids were toddlers and preschoolers, I'm not really remembering how efficiently I did my laundry or how many days out of the week I had an empty kitchen sink, you know? I'm looking back and remembering those like random tea parties in the woods and the nature hikes through the park and your just the things you talked about, creating a basketball game out of the laundry basket when we were doing socks, you know? So this is a very important thing for this season, this COVID season, especially with parents in the house with their kids a lot and even virtual school.
And it's a great escape too. I think everything you were just describing, no matter what all your worries were as a parent those years back then, you could escape from those for a few minutes of time, and that's just priceless.
Yeah, and kind of tap into that part of myself that does still want to have a tea party and, you know, walk in the woods and find butterflies and mushrooms and, you know.
Yes.
It's still in us, I think. You know, we just sometimes have to stop for a minute and enjoy that season of childhood with our kids. So
very,
how can our
true.
Listeners get a hold of your book and learn more about it?
I have a website. The website's unpluggedplay.com, and the book is available at all booksellers, local bookstores, as well as all the online booksellers.
Well, we are going to be giving away a copy of Preschool, Unplugged Play for Preschool, and Unplugged Play for Toddlers. That's kind of hard to say in a row to our listeners. And we hope that we can bless them and give them some fun, share the fun that you've inspired in your book. So thank you, Bobby,
thank
for
you.
Joining us today.
For more information about Bobby Connor and to hear more interviews like this one, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time, for WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.